From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting U.S. President Barack Obama outlines a plan for closing the military detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
Today, the Defense Department, thanks to very hard work by Secretary of Defense Ash Carter, as well as his team working in concert with the Office of Management and Budget. Today, the Department is submitting to Congress our plan for finally closing the facility at Guantanamo once and for all.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan declared he would not jeopardize the national security because of a campaign promise made by the president. Republicans generally are criticizing the proposal. A senior administration official says closing the prison is a national security priority. Some U.S. lawmakers are expressing skepticism about Russia's commitment to a new ceasefire plan for Syria. In a Tuesday hearing on the State Department's proposed budget, lawmakers sought assurances from Secretary of State John Kerry that Russia would curb its bombing campaign over Syria. Kerry responded that the administration is devising an alternative plan should several of the parties fail to abide by the ceasefire. Senate Foreign Relations Committee members pressed Kerry on a number of issues, including the normalization of ties with Cuba and the implementation of the Iran nuclear agreement. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza has agreed to begin talks with the opposition to bring an end to a nearly year-long political crisis. Mr. Ban announced the breakthrough Tuesday after meetings with Mr. Nkurunziza and opposition leaders, as well as civil society groups in Bujumbura. The UN chief said all sides have promised to engage in inclusive dialogue. This is VOA News. Republicans in Nevada are going to caucus sites in the latest contest in the U.S. presidential campaign. Businessman Donald Trump looks poised to gain yet another victory there. Late polls showed Trump leading his Republican challengers with about 40% support. The next presidential nominating contest for Democrats is in South Carolina on Saturday. Senate Republicans are hardening their opposition to any Supreme Court nominee put forth by President Barack Obama to replace the late Justice Antonin Scalia. Michael Bowman reports.
Tuesday, several Republicans clarified their position after a closed-door meeting of their entire caucus. Senator James Inhofe proclaimed there would be no confirmation hearings for anyone Obama puts forward. Senator Lindsey Graham went a step further.
I'm not going to meet with the nominee. There'll be no hearing. No vote.
Democrats met separately behind closed doors and signaled no retreat from their insistence that Obama is both entitled and duty-bound to fill judicial vacancies throughout his time in office. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
The head of the U.S. Pacific Command, Admiral Harry Harris, told the Senate Armed Services Committee on Tuesday that China is militarizing the South China Sea, despite a pledge not to do so. An independent U.S. research group, the Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies, has just released a study saying China is building a radar system throughout the disputed islands it holds in the South China Sea. These developments come as Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi visits the United States. Wang met Tuesday with Secretary of State John Kerry. At a joint news conference with Wang, Kerry said steps by China, Vietnam, and others have escalated tensions in the region.
We also urged people to clarify the territorial and maritime claims in accordance with international law and to commit to peacefully resolve and manage disputes, including through the use of such international mechanisms as authentic bilateral or multilateral negotiations or arbitration.
John Kerry. The United Nations has accused Afghan and international forces of executing two patients and a 15-year-old boy in a joint raid on a hospital in central Afghanistan. The UN says the alleged incident occurred February 18th in Wardak province. An army spokesman says the Afghan government is investigating. Direct peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban-led groups are expected to start by the first week of March. Pakistan is offering to host the negotiations. Initial returns from Niger's presidential election show incumbent Mahamadou Issoufou is in the lead. The opposition in that country, though, is already rejecting those results. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.